This is Eric Kuklis, and I'm interviewing my grandfather on deer hunting back then. And this is sponsored by Chesaning High School, and the date is January 1st, 1990. Okay, Grandpa, what do you remember about your first deer hunting trip?
Well, my first trip, I really enjoyed it. I had to be coaxed to go hunting that year, and I went with two friends of mine. And what I remember a lot, the best part about it, that when I got the woods, I really liked the woods. I really liked the hunt. I knew I'd be loving the hunt for a long time.
Can you describe for me the first deer that you shot and got?
First deer I've hunted 8 years before I got my first deer, and he just happened to walk by me, but he came out of the brush and broadside to me, and I just happened to get lucky and get him, I guess.
How was your feeling when you saw and got your first deer?
Well, the thrill is hard to explain the first time, but it's really something that you just don't forget. I mean, once you get the first one.
What are other types of hunting that you did back then?
I had pheasants, squirrel, rabbits, deer. Also, once in a while, fox hunting. But I really like deer hunting most of anything.
How is hunting today different from back then?
Well, I think the game probably is a little less. The ringneck pheasant, I know, is way down. But deer, I think there's quite a lot of deer. Certain years, if you get a bad winter, I think it hurts them and thins them out. They die from starvation.
How are today's hunting techniques better than back then?
I wouldn't say they're any better. But I wouldn't say they've changed that much either, because you still have to sit in order to see them. So I wouldn't say it's changed too much, but a lot of people bait them, though, too, which I don't believe in, but...
What is the first question that comes to your mind when you see a deer sign?
Well, I think how big is it? Is it a buck or is it a doe? But usually, if there are signs of them, they're usually someplace in the area.
What are some typical deer signs that you see back then that are sort of the same as now?
Oh, tracks and the deer runs are a real good sign, and buck rubs are a good sign, and scrapings on the ground where they fall on the ground too.
What was your first gun? What was the first rifle you used like?
The 30-30 94 Winchester.
That gun kick a lot?
No, I wouldn't say it kicked that much. No, I'd say anybody can handle that recoil. Anybody's old enough to hunt, I think, can handle a recoil of a 30-30 pretty easy.
What other types of deer rifles did you have? Did you use back then, if any?
Well, after the 30-30, I had a 270, then the 308, the 243.
Were they all good guns?
Yeah. They're all big enough for deer. It all depends on your preference, what you like. You like a bolt action, like a lever, like a pump, or whatever have you.
What type of action do you like in a gun?
I like a bolt action myself. But for deer, I don't know what lever action's all right too.
How do you get ready for deer hunting?
Well, first thing you plan it. You start planning it. Planning in the summer already. In the fall you start getting things around, making out lists. What you have to take with you, getting your clothes around, all your cooking gear and so on.
Was it harder to get ready back then? No,
I wouldn't say it's any harder, but today it seems like people are living faster and they wait till the last minute to get everything around.
What type of clothing did you wear back then?
Back then it was wool, mostly. It was warm, it was heavy, but once it got wet, it was just like a sponge. So now our clothing is hang a lot better, and it's insulated. You have to wear blaze orange for safety.
Who taught you to hunt deer?
Oh, my two buddies taught me mostly. And they taught me quite a lot about hunting. Of course, they've been hunting four or 5 years before I started to hunt. So they know more about it than I did.
Where did you guys go when you went up deer hunting?
When I started hunting?
Yeah.
I started hunting first year by Vanderbilt, east of Vanderbilt, about 15 miles. We camped next to a swamp. That was a lot of fun. The wind blew down our tent one night. We got to get up in the middle of the night and put it back up.
What was this tent like? Can you describe it for me?
The 9x12, what they call a wall tent, had three-foot side walls and about a 7-8 foot peak on it. Ridge pole probably was 8 feet to the top of it.
Was it real cold when you guys went hunting all the time?
No, but you would run into days that are colder than others. Some days it'd be cold and you had nice weather to warm up. One year I went hunting the first day, it was 72 degrees. So he didn't wear too very many clothes. But it wasn't very good weather for if you happened to get one. It wasn't you know, too warm to keep. You have to take care of it right away.
Can you describe for me a day of deer camp, how it went?
Well, he got up 4:30 to 5 o'clock in the morning. He had breakfast. Then always try to be at the stand before daylight. Then we had about 10:30, 11 o'clock the first day, and then 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, go back out.
You always hunted till dusk, right?
Right.
Back then, did they have like a fine that you could get to if you were hunting in the dark, you know, like shining?
Oh yes. Oh yeah, you couldn't hunt beyond 6 o'clock, but by 6 o'clock it was so dark you couldn't see anything anyway. What use of being out there hunting it? You can't see what you're shooting at. You should always see what you're shooting at. Know what it is.
Were you more safety cautious then or now?
I think I'm more safety cautious now, you know, after, you know, the experience. And when I was younger, see, we never had hunter safety courses or anything like that, like they do now. But the young kids, young hunters coming up, they get these safety courses for them, which I think is a good thing. Somebody has to show them how to handle the firearm safely.
How old were you when you first shot your firearm, rifle or gun?
When I first started shooting rifles?
Yeah.
Well, I was shooting rifles probably at 18, 19. I started hunting probably, I was 22, I think.
Do you like to go out and you have to get a deer, or do you like just to set out there and love to?
No, I don't have to get one, no. But I do like to be out there, and I enjoy being out in the woods outdoors. But I don't never think I have to get one. I always think, well, if I get one, all right. If I don't, all right. I love to be out there and I have fun. Fun, that's the main thing. I don't look at it as you have to kill something all the time. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as a sport, recreation.
Who was most helpful to you when you went deer hunting, you know, that you like to go with all the time?
Well, my two buddies helped me a lot when I first started hunting. But I like to go with relatives now.
When you first saw a deer, did you like get really scared and really tense and didn't want to shoot it or something like that?
I wasn't scared, no, but I got so excited, I got what they call buck fever. You know, I had rifle cocked and I couldn't fire it. I couldn't squeeze the trigger on it. No way. Just like the trigger was welded. That's a feeling to get. You just can't move, you know. And the deer, he looked at me and he laughed. Well, after he left, I was all right then. Following year, it didn't bother me no more. Because then you knew what to expect. But that first time is really a thrill.
When you first started hunting, did you like to sit down or walk or?
No, I first started hunting, I used to do a lot of walking. I seen a lot of them, the tail ends of them, but I never got close enough to one, I mean, to get one or anything. And then I finally wised up, I have to sit, wait them out. That's the only way I'd watch a runaway and wait them out.
Did you have more luck sitting on runways, or could you sit on the outside of a road and wait for deer?
No, if you get a real good runaway, I think it pays off to watch it. You might sit there for a day, 2 days, not see nothing, 3 days, nothing, but maybe on that fourth day, you'll come through there. And if you're there, well, you aren't going to see him then. It takes a lot of patience, but I've never had good luck walking. I mean, they always seen me first.
Can you describe to me your deer stand that you used to sit in?
Deer stand?
Yeah.
Well, in on the public woods, and well, I can't make much of a stand, but I get a good place where I can watch a runaway and try to put some brush around me or something so it break the outline of my body, because they can spot it, spots are pretty easy. They got good eyesight, hearing, smell, and everything. And a good set of legs, too.
Did you go hunting with your dad a lot?
No. Very, very little. He never did hunt much to speak of. I think if he would have, I probably would have started out hunting younger than I did. But he never did care for it, so.
How old could you be to get a deer license back then? What was the minimum age you could get a deer license?
Minimum age, it was 14, I think. I think it's 14 now, also.
What's the best weather to go deer hunting in?
I don't know what the best weather is, but I like it. In the low 30s or high 20s. But it seems like in the morning when it's frosty, well, deer seem to move.
Did you ever get caught up in a snowstorm and see a lot of deer?
I didn't one, but I just seen one deer that time too. I think somebody jumped him, kicked him up, because he come by me and I happened to get him.
Did you, like, drive deer, you know, run them out?
I never liked to drive them, no. I have done it once or twice, but I never cared for that kind of hunting.
What kind of boots did you wear back then for warmth?
I wore felts and wool socks and heavier boots, rubber boots, I thought the felts. And didn't seem to work out too bad. But now I see they got insulated foot gear, you know, it's really is good to wear too.
Back then, did they have full hunting suits that you could wear?
Yeah. They had there were two-piece suits. They came out with insulated coveralls. Those clothes there were nice too. But before that, they had where you had the pants and jacket separate, and they were wool. They were pretty good and heavy.
Were they? What color were they?
Red, mostly. You seen them? It was mostly red, a dark and red and sort of black kind of squares. And there was something more green, but not too many of them.
Can you describe to me your deer that you shot the first time?
Well, he was a four point buck. He weighed about 130 field grass, and he walked up on me to my side, you know, broadside. I never even heard him when he was coming, but I just happened to see him from the corner of my eye as he walked past. You know. That was my first one I got.
Could you tell how old it was?
I couldn't know. But I never did have a DNR check it out or nothing. But some people can tell with their teeth. But I never could tell one way or another what their age were.
Are you a lot more excited now than you were back then about going deer hunting?
No. I'd say a little bit less now, but I still like to hunt them.
What is the best part of deer hunting that you like the best?
Best part of hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, going out there in the morning when it's dark and it just starts getting daylight and you start hearing the noise here and noise there and you can't see what it is. And when it finally gets daylight, we start seeing them. That's the part I like.
Back then, could you hunt in deer stands like bow hunters do now?
In the trees, you mean? No. Yeah. No. Only kind of bow hunters can hunt from what they call raised platforms. Firearms hunters, they cannot hunt from raised platforms legally. I don't know if any of them do it or not. I imagine there are some that will do it, but that is not legal.
Back then, did you do anything illegal when you were deer hunting?
Well, I don't know if I did it. If I did it, I didn't know I was doing it. But I tried to read the law book, the rule book, and find out what the hang is what first before I went hunting. You read the rules. Some things are legal and some things are not. And it's always the best to go according to laws.
That's about it, Grandpa. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Eric.